TED Audio Collective.
This TED Talk features digital creator Lindsay Amer, recorded live at TED Residency 2019.
Support for the show comes from Brooks Running. I'm so excited because I have been a runner, gosh, my entire adult life. And for as long as I can remember, I have run with Brooks running shoes. Now I'm running with a pair of Ghost 16s from Brooks. Incredibly lightweight shoes that have really soft cushioning. It feels just right when I'm hitting my running trail that's just out behind my house. You now can take your daily run in the better than ever Go 16. You can visit brooksrunning.com to learn more. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple.
All right, let's get this kicked off. It's okay to be gay. We are different in many ways. Doesn't matter if you're a boy, girl, or somewhere in between. We all are part of one big family. Gay means happy. You are enough here at Queer Kid Stuff. Opening a performance with lyrics like "It's okay to be gay" for a room full of adults is one thing, but it's entirely different for a room full of kindergartners. What you just heard is the theme song for my web series, Queer Kid Stuff, where I make LGBTQ+ and social justice videos for all ages. And when I say all ages, I mean literal babies to your great-great-grandma. Now I know what you're thinking. Whoa, they're talking about gay stuff with kids. But talking to kids about gay stuff is actually crucial. The American Academy of Pediatrics has found that children have a solid understanding of their gender identity by the age of 4. This is when children are developing their sense of self. They're observing the world around them, absorbing that information, and internalizing it. Now, most parents want their children to become kind, empathetic, self-confident adults, and exposure to diversity is an important part of that social and emotional development. And gender nonconforming kids and trans kids and kids with trans and non-binary and queer parents are everywhere. In the series, my stuffed bear co-host and I talk about the LGBT community, activism, gender and pronouns, consent, and body positivity. We tackle these topics through songs, not unlike the one you just heard, simple definitions, and metaphors. We approach these ideas, to steal a phrase from an old professor of mine, from under the doorknob, getting down to toddler height and looking up at the great big world through their tiny little eyes, taking these seemingly complex ideas and simplifying them, not dumbing them down, but homing in on the core concept. Gender is about how we feel and how we express ourselves. Sexuality is about love and gender and family, not about sex. And these are all ideas children can grasp. In one of my earliest episodes about gender, I used the idea of pronouns to underscore the definition and introduce gender-neutral pronouns like they and them. I encourage children to think about their own pronouns and to ask others for theirs. In later episodes, I build on this foundation and introduce big, fancy words like non-binary and transgender. I get emails from viewers in their 20s who use my videos to explain non-binary gender to their grandparents. But I get one comment over and over again. Let kids be kids. Well, That's a nice sentiment and all, but only if it actually includes all kids. Just a few weeks ago, a 15-year-old in Huntsville, Alabama, died by suicide after being bullied for being gay. In 2018, it was a 7-year-old in Denver, Colorado. There have been and will be many more. Lesbian, gay, and bisexual teens are more than 3 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and transgender teens are almost 6 times more likely. According to one study, roughly 1/3 of homeless youth identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or questioning, and about 4% of homeless youth identify as transgender, compared with 1% of the general youth population surveyed. According to the Human Rights Campaign, there have been 128 killings of trans people in 87 cities across 32 states since 2013, and those are only the reported cases. And 80% of those killings were of trans women of color. The queer situation is bleak, to say the least. The YouTube comments on my videos are not much better. I'm used to the harassment. I get messages daily telling me I'm a pedophile and that I should kill myself in a number of increasingly creative ways. I once had to put the word truck on my block list because someone wanted me to get run over by a truck. Shower and oven are in there too for the less creative and more disturbing Holocaust reference. When neo-Nazis marched in Charlottesville, I was unsurprised to learn that the creator of a violent Reddit meme about one of my episodes was in the Tiki Torch crowd. This barrage of negativity is what we're up against. The crushing statistics, the violence, the mental health risks, the well-meaning but flawed response my parents gave me when I came out, that they didn't want me to have a harder life. That's what we're up against. But in the face of all that, I choose joy. I choose rainbows and unicorns and glitter, and I sing that it's okay to be gay with my childhood stuffed teddy bear. I make queer media for kids because I wish I had this when I was their age. I make it so others don't have to struggle through what I did, not understanding my identity because I didn't have any exposure to who I could be. I teach and spread this message through joy and positivity instead of framing it around the hardships of queer life. I want kids to grow up and into themselves with pride for who they are and who they can be, no matter who they love or what they wear or what pronouns they use, and I want them to love others for their differences, not in spite of them. I think fostering this pride and empathy will make the world a kinder and more equal place, and combat the bigotry and hate that festers in our world. So, talk to a kid about gender. Talk to a kid about sexuality. Teach them about consent. Tell them it is okay for boys to wear dresses and for girls to speak up. Let's spread radical queer joy. Thank you.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com.